Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It is Friday, September 16, and let's jump into the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 6. And the scripture says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." You know, there are times, believe it or not, that I really am at a loss for words. Aren't you? But when we should never be at a loss for words is when someone asks us why we believe what we believe. You know, I enjoy social media because it's a great way for me to keep in touch with family and friends and church. I like perusing the pictures they post and reading some of the reflections online. But sometimes social media is also pretty grievous. I mean, because as perhaps you have also realized, there are few places where the condition of the human heart can be so obviously seen than online. Granted, I'm often blown away by the kindness shown from one stranger to another through online platforms, but I'm even more blown away by the human tendency to become quickly offended. It seems that some folks are quick to jump to conclusions. You see, when we start conveying what we really believe, I don't care who you are or what you believe, there is some diversity there. And wherever diversity exists, right behind it also exists conflict. And folks are often very quick on social media or even email to be able to respond really quickly. I remember my granddad had a great way, and he called me boy, and he'd say, "Boy, you know what, before you answer any person, you'll save yourself a lot of headache if you'll just wait about 3 seconds. You know how much headache I would have had to deal with, so much far less headache to deal with something, if I had literally just waited 3 seconds to respond on social media or an email or just a conversation." I tell you, I see folks jump to conclusions a lot on Facebook and other social mediums, rushing to judgment about a situation they don't know a whole lot about. They jump on the bandwagon of bad-mouthing someone and they never have met because it feels safer to say mean things behind a screen than in person. But as Christians, we're called to a higher standard, are we not? It takes care and wisdom to know when and how to insert somebody's belief system or opinions into an online conversation. We've got to remember that the most godly and loving thing to do may be to not say anything at all when online conversations get heated. And when we do speak or text or message or tweet or post, to be gracious in our verbiage. 2 Timothy 2:14 says this, "Warn them, the believers in Ephesus, before God against quarreling about others. It has no value and only ruins those who listen." Then when you skip down to verse 23, it says, "Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful." How would the world be different if we took these words to heart? How would others see the love of Jesus more in the church? What kind of amazing impact could that possibly have? I think these words from Paul weren't just for Timothy. They're for us now. As we not only speak, but text and message and tweet and post, we're called to be a light to the world, including the online one. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 35, the scripture says, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him." Listen, folks, when we speak, let us speak in gracious kindness. When we speak, let us speak in love and wisdom. And when we speak, may we take 3 seconds and pause and wonder, how would the character of God respond to this? And then respond in that way. God bless you. I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, where we'll have services at 9:30 and 11. And if you haven't already joined a group, make sure you get on the app or get online and find a group near you, around you, or convenient to your schedule. If you don't have a Sunday morning group yet, join Dr. Gresham and myself at 9:30. We're going to meet in one of the rooms in the fellowship hall, and we're talking about culture wars. How do we, as followers of Christ, have an answer to the social, cultural, and political challenges in our day? All right, folks, hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.